You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Hi, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And I want to thank you for joining us today. Today's topic, I'm going to be speaking about blockchain and tokenization and crypto because it is a very important topic, especially with what's going on now. You know, you see a lot of rapid growth in the AI arena. You have a lot of companies jockeying for position there, and basically that's going to bring an influx of a lot of different components of the AI space into play, things that you wouldn't think about that will wind up coming out, and they will wind up growing various industries outside of that. It's going to be very interesting, but again, that's not going to be the topic of today. I just wanted to touch on that because I believe that in artificial intelligence, you do have many components of it. It's not just the systems themselves. It's what they can do and what needs to be around to support it. Okay, and if you notice, a lot of the companies, major companies, Amazon, the Googles, and so on and so forth, they were missing the numbers because of the lack of infrastructure. It's not that they don't have it, they can't meet the demand. So there's going to be a change going on there. All right, so you may want to take a look at companies that are in the realm of supporting that growth. Now, I want to get to blockchain. That was my original topic, right? Blockchain technology, there are a lot of things going on. Blockchain to me is the next iteration of the internet. You know, the internet came out, the internet that you know came out in the 90s. You had the internet bubble, and that's because really people didn't know what was going on. It was the new shiny object. People thought it was a fad. People thought it was going to fade out, you know, but without connectivity, the world would be a very disconnected place. You wouldn't have the Twitters of the world or the X's. You wouldn't have the Facebooks. You wouldn't have the TikToks. You wouldn't have the chat hives. You wouldn't have all this technology that keeps people connected in one way, shape, or form. And that's evident, of course, right? Now, fast forward, a couple of decades, a lot of other things are transpiring. You know, blockchain technology is the change-up. That is what is going to bring the transparency, immutability, the global inclusion if done the right way. Because at the end of the day, technology should be that vehicle that brings, that has the potential of bringing people, cultures, just countries into the global space. Right? Because if you have the ability to communicate and you have technology, it will bring you out there. And so many countries you have, you know, and Elon Musk is actually taking care of this, right? With the Starlink and what they're doing to bring connectivity globally, and that's a key thing. Make no mistake, you know, Meta's trying to do it, Google's trying to do it. There are a lot of groups that are trying to do this. And that's going to be a race within itself, the connectivity. But again, if you go back in time, you know, with the gold rush, you know, you had a lot of people that ran, you know, go west, young man. People ran to go to the west, to go and find their riches and their wealth and change their lives. But really, if you would ask yourselves, or find out how many people actually got wealthy, it wouldn't be much. You know, so those that are basically offering the tools. You know, like back then, the tools, whoever offered the tools, those are the companies that, that made money. You know, the Black and Deckers, the Levi's with the jeans and the clothes and the boot companies and whoever provided the timber and so on and so forth, they made a killing. The pans to sift through the gold, they made a killing. So the same holds true here. And within, you know, the connectivity part of things, those that supply it, they're going to do very well. But you need that supply, that connectivity, in order for the underlying things to work, right? So, and again, it brings me back to blockchain. You know, when you have an immutable ledger, right, that no one can tamper with, it's tamper-proof, it's transparent, it can be integrated into any industry, any industry. It can be integrated. We see it in the finance industry, you know, where it could be utilized for tokenizing stocks, tokenizing bonds, tokenizing, you know, you can even tokenize options if you wanted to. You know, you can tokenize pretty much anything. You know, real world assets, you know, you can tokenize real estate. You can tokenize, you know, and you can fractionalize real estate as well, you know, when you're tokenizing it. You know, there are so many different things that can transpire. You know, and let's take the tokenization aside. Let's talk about, you know, securing government records, making everything transparent, you know, what government spends, what they spend it on, who they sent this to, who they did this with, and so on and so forth. Because you have so much, you have a bloated, and a lot of countries are like this, you have a bloated government that just, the money, who knows where it goes? Who knows where it goes? But if you have a record of it that no one can fudge, like you can't fudge it, you can't go and add a different number or kind of bury this file so no one sees it. Blockchain avoids all that, gets rid of all that, dismisses all that, and brings truth. Truth. Truth is what comes forward. Okay? And that is a key thing. And that should be a key thing in government, right? But it never is. You know, you have committees that are spending money on this and money on that. It's not only in the U.S., it's globally. You know, spending money here, there, this, that, and who knows, you know, where the money's going. You know, right now, you have Elon Musk and Doge and kind of tracking that, but just imagine if everything was on an immutable ledger that you were able to actually go and view it yourself as a citizen to understand what's going on. Or if Congress or if any governing body of any country, if they had the ability to not just trust that the people in charge are distributing their tax dollars the right way, but to have it in front of them so they wouldn't have to ask, that they would just know. Transparency. Novel idea, isn't it? But it should happen. And that would help tremendously in keeping honesty at the forefront. At the very least, some more truth, right? More truth. We don't want to ask too much of the government. But you know, blockchain can solve a lot of this stuff. You know, in Nigeria, they had a situation, you know, about a year or so or 2 years ago, and people mistake this for blockchain, and they shouldn't. You know, they actually held a couple of executives from Binance. They held them there and they imprisoned them, you know, for a period of time because of what they were doing, promoting tokens and so on and so forth. You know, promotions of tokens and doing that thing, meme coins, things like that, that, you know, even though they're built on blockchain, that doesn't represent blockchain. If you want to talk about tokenization on blockchain, then yeah, sure, you have tokenization, all right? However, as investors, as people looking at things, understand that blockchain is the underlying technology that powers all this. So blockchain itself is not the problem. The problem is this the human intervention. People that are creating these meme coins and these duplicate coins and these, you know, like with Trump. I think there are, you know, you have people popping out of the woodwork with what, 700 different tokens, and they're trying to promote it as they're a part of what's going on, and that's misleading. That's a flat out lie. Because what transpires there is that people, you have investors are getting duped. You have rug pulls and all this stuff going on. You know, so as an investor, as you're looking at things, understand a layer one blockchain, that is your truth right there. Okay, whether it be Ethereum, whether it be Solana, whether it be Puku Novus, whether it be XRP, I mean, the truth is in the ledger. Avalanche, Cardano, the truth is in the ledger, period, the end. You can see the transactions. There's nothing that can change that, right? Nothing that can change that. And the native tokens, those native coins of these layer one blockchains, oh, that's the value. That's the value, because you have blockchains that have extreme utility. Okay, now I'm going to touch on Bitcoin for a second, because Bitcoin, different animal. It is not the first crypto that was created. It was one of a bunch over a period of a decade, I believe. But it was the one that stood, and there's one that grew, and the one that was able to continue onward. You know, and Bitcoin itself, the blockchain isn't the strongest. It's simple. It is not the one that will go and allow you to go build on. It's not meant for that. You may be able to create, you know, layer two platforms on top of it and create some sort of lightning networks and so on and so forth, so you can speed up the transactions and reduce your fees and then, you know, put them on the chain, on chain later. But as far as building directly on top of it, you know, it's a task, right? It'll clog up the network and it'll freeze. Bitcoin is digital gold, period, the end. It is a commodity. Now let me explain this, that the Ethereums, Solanas, Puku Novuses, these tokens, Avalanche, these tokens, they are commodities as well. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, you have, they're the native tokens of the blockchain, of each blockchain, right? So within themselves, they aren't there. You know, the token itself is not a business. It's not generating its own revenue. It is just there. It is part of that ecosystem. It's a way for transactions to occur. In itself, it's not generating any revenue. It's not generating any interest within itself. It's like having gold, okay, or having other commodities. Okay, you can have a bushel of wheat or corn or whatever you have, or sugar, and it's a commodity, right? Within itself, that commodity is not doing anything other than you eating it, you know, but it has to be monetized, so it gets monetized, but it gets sold. And it gets sold, and basically, you know, the cycle goes on. Same thing with these native coins. You know, there's a utility on the blockchains. However, the native tokens themselves, they have intrinsic value, but it has to be looked at intrinsic value on a commodity level. And if you look at it like that, it kind of changes the scope of things, because Bitcoin is not unique in nature as far as what it represents, right? Okay, people want to make you think that. You know, you have the quote-unquote Bitcoiners that want you to think that Bitcoin's it and everything else is all the altcoins are worthless. But that is not true. You need the altcoins. You need these other blockchains to advance technology. It's like saying, oh, Henry Ford, you have the Model T, and that's the only car that existed. And then you have that Model T, and you're driving that Model T today, and you have Lamborghinis, Ferraris, you have all this stuff going on. You have cars that are about to fly. Does that mean that Model T is better than what's here? No. Technology advances. I don't care what it is. AI will advance. Blockchain will advance. Advanced blockchain technology is key. And this is what Puku Novus has, advanced blockchain technology. You have Ethereum that was developed a long time ago. You know, I think in 2015, 16, whatever it was. But what happened with that technology, you know, of course they tweaked it. They tweaked it, and they went from, you know, proof of work to proof of stake. So they enhanced it. However, the network itself, that ecosystem, is pretty vast. Okay, so they cannot change the core part of their technology. They can't do it. That's like asking Apple to make a big change, right? You know, so if Apple was to make a big change, or Facebook or Meta was to make a big change to their platform, it would be dramatic, wouldn't it? It would be dramatic. It would go, and it would take years to get done, first of all, because of their user base, but it'll be a dramatic change. You know, fortunately for, you know, like Solana as well, they have more advanced technology, blockchain technology, than Ethereum. Okay, and fortunately for Piku Novus, you know, in 2022, there was a complete overhaul of the system, which allowed all the old technology, the legacy stuff, to go bye-bye, and the integration into the advanced technology, the advanced blockchain technology that's proprietary to that blockchain. And that is what allowed it to go and basically, you know, have a achieve 110 transactions per second. Okay, and it's really, you know, it's blockchains that have the utility that are going to be the winners. Okay, that means that the native tokens are going to be the winners. All right, now, of course, you have, you know, the tokenization on the Ethereums and the Solanas and the Pico Novuses and so on and so forth, but integration into platforms, integration into the private sector, integration into the government sector, integration even in the public sector. You know, if you have, like, let's say the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ or something, and they wanted to go, even the London Stock Exchange, they wanted to go and put everything on the blockchain, it would be them having to either work with a blockchain that maybe a KKR or something is backing, right? Or BlackRock is backing, and do that type of thing, or create their own. Either way may not be the best for them, but having a blockchain integrated that has the ability to go and accomplish the things they want to accomplish by tokenizing the stocks, by having the ability to go and work with the transfer agents, stock transfer agents, and have everything work together in a nice system, okay, and have the ability to take the blockchain and integrate it into what's out there now, and allow them to advance things. That's great, and all of that stuff would be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing for that to happen? Because you, as an investor, you don't have to worry about the naked shorts. You wouldn't have to worry about the manipulation. You wouldn't have to worry about a lot of things, because everything would be right there in front of you, tick by tick. You know, granted, you have tick by tick now, but just imagine having comfort knowing that, hey, everything that's happening here is on chain. I can see it. It's immutable. Okay, and I know what's happening there. So if there's an imbalance in what's out there as far as in the public float and what is trading, then it can bring questions to the table, right? But blockchain won't allow that to happen. And that is where I think, you know, more value comes to the table. Okay, now real world assets, real estate, you know, the tokenization of real estate is going to be important. I also think as important are going to be the land records, right? And in various countries, even in the United States, you have land records, and where you have people that can swindle. Yeah, they can swindle. They can go and sign documents and papers and forge your name and take your property. It's seen all the time, you know, especially with the elderly. And I think that is disgusting that it's allowed to happen. And the people that do it are nothing short of garbage, in my opinion, right? But that's, again, that's me viewing things, and that's my view on it, all right? But just imagine if you had this on the blockchain. You have your home. No one can actually go and do a thing or say a thing without it being public knowledge. No one would be able to go and file something today and then you find out in a month. Because other things can be added on systems built on the blockchain, the alerts, things of that nature, right? Just imagine even your credit and everything just being on chain. Maybe not for the public to see, but for you to see, right? For you to see your own, you know, as opposed to having a LifeLock or something. Maybe you have something like that. Maybe the credit card companies can do something like that. And I know they can. I know they can. You know, blockchain allows it to happen. All right, all you need are the tools. Have the tools, you build it. You know, and going back to the blockchains with utility, you know, when you're looking at crypto, right? People, they chase the hype, they chase the meme coins, they chase for the shiny new object, that type of thing. And that's when you get lost. You know, granted, you have these crypto traders out there, and that's all they do all day. You have kids doing this too. They're farming for yield, and they're trading for yield. They're looking to go and you know, do arbitrage deals and the like. You know, basically they're trying to bring in, you know, traditional formulas that work, you know, in international trading and bring it to the table there. Where can it work? In some cases it does, some cases it doesn't, right? You know, but at the end of the day, I'm not talking about trading. I'm talking about growth. I am not talking about scalping. I'm talking about growth. I am not talking about a meme coin with a frog on it. I'm talking about growth. I'm talking about true growth in an industry. True growth in an industry. Blockchain crosses over each and every industry out there. Manufacturing, finance, insurance, real estate, whatever, I mean, even department stores, logistics, so on and so forth. It's all there. So adoption is a key thing. Now, it doesn't mean that just one blockchain is the answer. No. Ethereum has this utility. Solana has this utility. Pico Novus has this utility. And the reality is that utility will continue to shine once people learn more and more about it, and they will, and they will. It's understanding, and more so now, or is this information coming out? People are educating themselves, and they should learn as much as you can. You learn as much as you can, you can earn as much as you can, and you can go and build and grow and be a part of what the future is going to be. And this is, again, this is my view on it. You know, AI is again, AI is the big thing right now. Do not underestimate what blockchain is going to wind up doing. Don't underestimate it. And let me add this with the Pico Novus blockchain. There is an element of AI that's integrated into it. That's what makes it so unique. And it is probably the sleeping, you know, the sleeping growth machine that hasn't woken up yet. But it will. It will. You know, as that utility continues to grow, you know, this is where you begin to see things. And a lot of times, when, you know, if I'm saying utility, you know, you may think, well, you know, how do I know something is being utilized for something? Easy. You just look at the platforms that are built on it. I can say that on Ethereum, you have a bunch of platforms built on it. On Solana, you do as well. Okay, on Pico Novus, you have not only just, you know, platforms, but serious, heavy platforms that are that integrate Piku into it. Okay, from super apps to decentralized exchanges and video conferencing and the like. It's serious. And the reality is, with that, this is where you're going to have that spurt of growth. Okay, and then when you're looking, just to talk about the tokenomics of things, when you're looking at these the native coins of the layer ones, you need to look at their tokenomics. Okay, you have various blockchains that are going to be coming out of the woodwork now because you got people trying to pop them out, thinking that they're going to capitalize and say, "I have a layer one." Okay, you know, the reality is that, you know, look, Ethereum has been around since I think 2015 or so. Piku's been around since 2017. Solana has been around, I think, since 2018 or so. You know, the point is that all of these chains went through growing pains. They went through it. It's not a flash in the pan. It is the future. It is the future of, I believe, of a lot of things. And let's not sleep on XRP. You know, I know it's always in controversy. Ripple Labs, they're a killer, killer company. They have killer applications. They understand this space so much. You know, XRP is the blockchain, is what they utilize, right? But, you know, if you look at what they're doing, and they made a business out of it, a booming business. You know, Ripple is like the Palantir of blockchain, kind of, right? The thing is that you're going to have a lot of growth in the space, okay? And what happens with the XRP being a native token of that chain, I can't say. You know, it's just a different type of tokenomics there. But I know the technology is on point, and that's the key thing. All right, so I did what I set out to do today and just go over blockchain and give my views on it. Because I think it's important. You know, I see and I hear too many stories of investors getting ripped off, you know, rug pulls, this, that, you know, come on, guys, you're smarter than that. Look at the layer ones, look at the native tokens of the layer ones, see what they're doing. That is where your future investment is going to go, right? Do not go and jump on the bandwagon with a meme coin or something like that that's going on. And look, and I need to say this too, beware of scams. If you're going to have your wallet or your tokens, or you're going to buy tokens, or you're going to do whatever you're going to do, make sure it's a verifiable exchange, please, people. You know, too many times you have these scams, this pig butchering that's going on out there. It's ridiculous. Protect yourselves. Protect yourselves. Please do that. Okay. Now, that's it for this episode of Money Never Sleeps. I thank you for joining us, and we'll be back with another episode as I go on a rant about something else that you may find very interesting. All right. Until then, you guys have a fantastic trading day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio, in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Velazquez and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.